Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Landry Locker, John Lopez in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We're going to talk to Sean Pendergast live at the XFL press conference. Weird things going on. June Jones, I guess, is wearing his Hawaiian shirt.
Well, he's lived in Hawaii. He's become a citizen.
Okay, so what does that mean?
He likes Hawaiian shirts.
Like if I go coach a football team in Hawaii, am I supposed to wear a cowboy hat or something?
What
like
am
that?
I going to wear if I have a press conference?
Probably a fishing shirt.
Of course, because I wear fishing shirts.
Yeah, but the Hawaiian shirt and then Luck doing it, I don't know about this.
Well, Luck's just supporting his guy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll ask Sean to make some sense of this when we talk to him. But Texans OTAs are upon us. John McClain's going to join us at 10:20 to give us an update. Bill O'Brien's going to speak on the program at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So we'll hear that. We'll have the latest. We talked about what we were saying heading into next season. I want the OG to get his crystal ball out, and I want to go forward 365 days. And the last time we did an exercise like this, we got probably the best drop in the history of the In the Loop program, the Kevin Johnson ... a whole lot of suck. That was courtesy of an exercise similar to this during training camp, though. We're going to do it during OTAs right now. I want the OG John Lopez to tell me 365 days from now, following yet another draft, another free agent class, and another Houston Texans season, what the main storylines will be next year this time. I love putting you on the spot like this. I didn't even let you think about this. All right. Put you on the spot here.
I don't hide from this stuff, man. You know that. I'm trying to think of something that would be similar to a Kevin Johnson. It's hard because I had a pretty strong feeling Kevin was not going to live up to expectations. I'm trying to think.
Some would say he did reach up to your expectations. Yes.
For sure. Deonte Foreman, we hardly knew you. Will Fuller, welcome back. Nick Martin, it's been real. That would be my three.
Okay. So Deonte,
we hardly knew you.
You're expecting a letdown here.
I just don't think he's going to live up. I think there's, you know, the injuries are going to crop up. I think Will Fuller, however, is going to recover and have a big year. So welcome back.
Nick Martin, peace.
Peace out.
Okay.
They can't. There's too much on the line to allow Nick Martin to have another, you know, average season. Too much on the line.
All right, let me give you three.
Okay.
We're talking about what we're going to be saying about the Houston Texans at this time this year, or this time next year, heading into OTAs. Kiki Kuti?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the second best receiver on this team, or is it Will Fuller?
Wow.
We just don't know. They both just go out there and ball. Mm-hmm. Who's better? Deonte Foreman, the lead horse heading into the season.
Look at you.
The lead
We're
horse.
We're on opposite ends of the spectrum
the
there.
The lead horse heading into the season. And number three, my God, these corners suck. Did the Texans sign or draft the right corner? My gosh, this cornerback situation, we thought it was bad heading into last year.
I'm making plays, bro.
My goodness.
Well, Bradley.
My goodness. These Texans corners, man.
I hope so, Bradley.
Aaron Colvin, gone. Jonathan Joseph, retired. These corners, we don't know anything about these corners.
Well, let me ask you this, because we definitely want to be wrong on some of these. Heck, I wanted to be wrong on Kevin Johnson last year. So let's go down this road.
I still love this. Can we get the Kevin Johnson and then the Kevin Johnson interview at training camp, please? I want to hear this. This is my favorite. Go ahead.
Which one of these is going to be who's going to be Brian Gaines' biggest mistake?
All right, go ahead.
Matt Khalil.
I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Khalil didn't play this year.
He may not make the squad.
I wouldn't be surprised if he just didn't get a free check, which it might not be a bad thing, assuming that Titus Howard is a start. I don't think of all the possibilities, and there are so many possibilities with this offensive line, Matt Khalil starting at left tackle makes me the most nervous, and B, makes the least amount of sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, what are you really gaining? Like, let's pretend that Matt Khalil is okay.
Yeah.
Because he's been a total disappointment. He was a Pro Bowler early in his career. Let's pretend that Matt Khalil is okay in this year as like a stopgap guy. That would mean that Titus Howard or Sharping and R both were on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
What do you really achieve with Matt Khalil?
You're not going anywhere. You're just achieving short-term a stopgap. He's the epitome. I think ideally they want him to be a stopgap because they want him to play closer to his Pro Bowl level than what he's been the last couple of years. The, you know, common sense tells you he'll be closer to what he was the last couple of years than the Pro Bowl Matt Khalil. But ideally he'll be a stopgap while some of these other guys, you know, start to develop, where namely obviously in Titus Howard and Sharping, but also Davenport. I mean, you know, they want better than Julian Davenport right now.
Here's another prediction that we'll be talking about a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to In the Loop. Do the Texans have the best tight end group in the entire NFL?
Mm.
Do the Texans have the best tight end group in the NFL with the two Jordans, Kahale Waring, Darren Fells blocking? We'll be talking about how good this tight end group is for the Houston Texans.
And I hope you're right on that. That means the team's going to be really good because this offense with two good tight ends, again, Tom Brady is the one throwing the ball over there, but this offense with two good tight ends is practically unstoppable.
You notice we've really kind of stayed away from the defense, and the one thing we've said about the defense mm-hmm. is that we don't expect the corner position to be any better off.
Yeah.
What are we saying about Jadeveon Clowney a year from now? Heading into Texans OTAs.
Is he going to be playing for the Texans?
I'm asking you.
I think we're going to be wondering how he's going to be doing with his new team. What's his contract situation again? I know
it's the tag. They could tag him again.
They can tag him again, but he probably would make it very, very clear.
They can tag him again.
That he will not play under a tag again, and they'll move him, right?
I'm asking you.
I think that's what's going to happen.
So you think this is Clowney's last year with the Texans?
If they don't sign him to an extension, yes. He will refuse to play for a tag, and they'll have to move him. Well, I guess they won't have to, but they will move him.
That scares me.
Mm-hmm.
What will we be saying about J.J. Watt a year from now?
How does he do it?
So you think he's going to come back and have another year last year?
I think he'll be close. Something happened over the weekend, though, that had me really thinking about just how much longer we're going to have J.J. Watt in this uniform.
Tell me a story, OG.
Yeah, I will tell you a story. You saw what Chris Long did.
Yesterday. He retired. The Eagles D lineman, son of Howie, mm-hmm. retired. Yes, I did see that.
Well, and it's really I read. I won't read the entire thing statement, but basically the gist of it was, I played my ass off. I love my city. I did as much as I could for my city and for charity. But if I can't be the same guy that I was for, was it 11 years, I believe he played, well, then I'm going to have to walk away now on my own terms. And when I read that from Chris Long, with a similar background to JJ, you know, he didn't have to play football. I got a lot of respect, the most respect for players who come from, you know, very, very meager means and build themselves into a professional athlete and a success. But I have almost as much success for the guys who didn't have to play, who had means, who could have gone into any industry they wanted and gone to college, you know, with mom and dad paying or whatever. And that's Chris Long. I've always respected this guy. He's got a similar career path to J.J. Watt. Obviously, J.J.'s a little more successful, but he's had double-digit sacks. He's won a couple of Super Bowls. And keep in mind, everything that J.J. has done to become Man of the Year, Chris Long never took a check in 2018. Was it 2018, 2017? Because every check he donated to charity, his game checks. So I'm reading his retirement statement here, and I'm like, if you just replace Philadelphia with Houston and Chris Long with JJ, I could see JJ doing this exact same thing. So it got me to thinking, Chris Long's 34. How much longer do we really have JJ? How much longer do we, like, legitimately, we can say 6 or 7 years, I don't think it's going to be 6 or 7 years. He's been on the record saying he's not going to be that guy. Now, maybe that changes. It's changed for a lot of guys that tend to hang out on, but I don't think JJ's that guy. Legitimately, how much longer is JJ going to be in this uniform?
There's three ways that you leave the NFL. You leave the NFL Too soon, too late, or you leave without a choice of when you left. You either get cut or you get injured. Those are the three ways.
Yeah.
I think J.J. Watt, he's never going to be a guy that's going to stay around too long.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got too much going for him off the field. I think his body's been through too much. He's got too much to look forward to. Life after football, he's talked about being a billionaire. You don't become a billionaire by just sitting around playing football.
He's producing a show already, a television
show. That's going to be out next year, Dodgeball or whatever it's called, Tag.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt, I think we got four more years of J.J. Watt.
I think three. I could see him playing 19, 20, and play out his contract in 21. And that's a little unnerving. I'm not saying it's a bad thing because I would be happy for him, but it's a little unnerving when you have that dominant a presence for maybe three more years, maybe five, six, seven, depending on if he changes his mind. But I think three more. I think he's going to leave. That'll be, by the way, that'll be his 12th year.
I also think I could see a situation
I
could see a situation where J.J. Watt, I mean, very few defensive players have accomplished what J.J. Watt's accomplished. He's a three-time defensive player of the year. He's one of the best defensive linemen to ever do it. At some point, if they don't get off this mediocre treadmill they're on where you go to the playoffs, you get bounced earlier, you don't make the playoffs at all, I mean, at what point does J.J. Watt consider doing what Reggie White did and maybe, you know, at 32, going and chasing a ring somewhere else? What if J.J. decided to, like, go to, like, a New England or something like that after his Texans tenure and just go chase a ring?
I wouldn't have no problem with
J.J. Watt does not want to retire. I know he wants to be a lifelong Texan. He does not want to retire without a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
There's too much pride there, too much blood, sweat, and tears for J.J. Watt not to do it. But I fully don't expect – I don't think we're ever going to look on the field and see number 99 and say, you know what, the game's passed him by.
Right.
I just don't think –
it's never going to be sad watching him play football.
No, not at all. I don't think it will
be.
So
think about that. Watching this Chris Long thing, I went, man, we're not that far away from J.J. I'd say 3 years.
It's going to be sad.
Yeah.
It's going to be an emotional time.
No, it's also – it is going to be all that, but it's also like, let's get on the ball here, man.
Got to pick it up.
Let's not draft any more projects here, man.
Pick it up. Got to pick it up. And you know the success of this team. It's all about the quarterback, number four, Deshaun Watson, bringing it home. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610, lunchtime. Going to talk to Sean Pendergast live at the XFL presser and Johnny Manziel. We're also going to talk a little bit more about these Texans OTAs. And there's some rumors in the NFL that impact your Houston Texans. We'll tell you those next.
Slime season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.